Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
What's going on in the recruiting world at this point? 7-on-7 camps, is that where we are?
You living at them?
A little bit of that. I mean, right now, actually, so we're a week away. Friday, I got a flight to Dallas for the opening finals, which is sort of like the McDonald's All-American game in a way for, or I guess maybe it's the Army All-American Bowl, I guess, for the summer. It's like the elite camp of the summer. Top 160 or so players are there. That'll be loaded. But really the last few weeks have been about these college camps. Guys, coaches getting these kids on campus, trying to get them committed, but also getting them evaluated, getting their hands on them, coaching them up a little bit. This is when staffs really get a little some conviction about who they like, who they want to take, and get some good firsthand looks at these guys.
At what age do kids start going to these college camps? When does it become serious?
They start going pretty early, but I think when they actually go and are getting evaluated and looked at closely by the coaches is typically heading into their senior seasons. You know, there's some exceptions. I think Bama offered an eighth grader a couple weeks ago. You know, there's the Dylan Moses of the world that go and get, you know, SEC offers as seventh or eighth graders. But for the most part, it's really not that critical until the year before your senior and junior seasons.
You know, it's interesting to watch Jeremy Pruitt go right at Nick Saban after a lot of dudes. Kirby Smart did it too. I guess Nick Saban has no choice but to be okay with it. But like, what does he really think about it?
Well, he's trained these guys. It's funny. Like, this is, to me, Nick Saban is entering his toughest stretch as a head coach from a recruiting standpoint, and maybe from a football standpoint too, but from a recruiting standpoint, he's sitting there in Tuscaloosa and he's looking around, and all around him are guys that he's essentially mentored, trained. They've got their masters from the Nick Saban school. And so he's the best at doing it. And he's taught Will Muschamp at South Carolina. He's taught Kirby Smart at Georgia. He's taught Jimbo Fisher, who's now even more so than he was at Florida State, directly competing with Nick Saban at Texas A&M. And then, of course, you know, you got the Alabama, or you got the Auburns, the LSUs that are there that are always a challenge as well. So he's got no choice. I mean, this is what happens when when he has success and he does a good job of developing coaches. This is sort of the back end of that. But it's, I think, truly, it is the toughest climate we've seen for Alabama to bring in number one recruiting classes, because all of a sudden it is really tough to win the state of Georgia like Alabama has done at times. It's really tough to dip into Texas and get a Tony Brown or some of these guys that have come from Texas recently to Alabama, because now you got Jimbo Fisher there and Will Muschamp of South Carolina, et cetera. So, I mean, I think this is the toughest job Nick Saban's had yet, largely because of what he's accomplished.
Yeah, it's a lot tougher than, remember when he used to sell the world that Derek Dooley was like an excellent football coach?
Yeah, that was the one he missed on, for sure.
Let's talk a little bit about Jeremy Pruitt and what he is doing recruiting-wise for Tennessee right now, and he's really hit Georgia hard.
Yeah, he has, and I think, you know, what they've done and what Jeremy Pruitt has done on his coaching staff is bring guys over that I think are bought into his process. You know, he brought some staffers from Alabama, from Georgia, again, guys that just sort of understand the way they're approaching this. And Georgia has been an area that Tennessee's had to have success in when they recruit well. And right now, you know, for them to get a guy like Wanya Morris out of Grayson High School, to get a guy like Ramel Keaton out of Marietta High School, what's unique about those guys, not only are those really good football players, but Grayson and Marietta are two of the most talented programs in the state of Georgia right now. And so not only is he recruiting really good players, but at least in this class, he's been able to kind of get a hook into some really good programs that have got some elite players coming up the pipe. So I think it's just, you know, recruiting kind of builds on itself. You start stacking it on top of itself. And I think this class is going to be Jeremy Pruitt's foundation. And you know, they have got a late start the last cycle and did an admirable job, but this is really where it begins. And I think you mentioned it. I mean, they're going to prioritize Georgia, and they've already had some success, and they've had some success in some pretty valuable programs.
Barton Simmons, our guest. Barton, it's been a minute since we've had you on. These new transfer rules that were passed by the NCAA recently, it seems like just another one of many things where there will probably be certain coaches and programs that become very adept and have great, great, great success in finding and, I don't want to say, you know, re-recruiting guys, but bringing guys into their program who want to leave other places.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of the SEC and the state of Georgia, I mean, you know, Kirby Smart and Georgia are working hard right now, I think, to get Demetrius Robertson, who just announced a transfer a couple days ago from Cal, who was the number one receiver in the country 2 years ago, had a big freshman season, and now I think sounds like he's got a pretty good chance he lands in the SEC somewhere, so that'll be an interesting one. But yeah, I think, look, one of the caveats to the new rule is they're going to be even stricter about sort of tampering and any sort of back channel recruiting that goes on. But the bottom line is the guys are going to transfer, and removing those restrictions, I think, is a good thing. I think that, you know, once again, we're going to see the schools that are good at recruiting are going to be the schools that are good at the transfer world as well. And so, it's going to be, again, you know, it's about relationships. It's about the programs that build strong relationships in high schools, you know, that coaches trust, that high school coaches trust, that parents trust. And so, yeah, I think if you're good at recruiting out of high school, we're going to see this rule benefit you as well.
Barton Simmons with us, at Barton Simmons on Twitter. Barton, we appreciate the quick summer update, man. Glad everything's going well. We'll talk with you soon.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Barton Simmons of 24/7 Sports does great work.
Great job.
Check him out.